In a few years, well, then we strip some fodder, blade fodder. That's that would be from the ear down on the stalk. Of course, that don't leave much when you cut that.
Mm-hmm. How did you keep the fodder? You just keep it out in the field?
We'd keep it out there till it got cured out. We'd shock it out there.
Did you tie it up?
Yeah, tie it about three times, twice anyway. Mm-hmm. If there was three of us to shock it, we'd each one get an armful and come together on a certain row, you know, and between us and set it down there, you know, and take strings and tie it. And usually tied around a stalk, and that helped to hold it up, you know, if the wind come around, set it down over a stalk. And when you went to haul it, well, you had to pick it up off of that, of course, you know, it was tied. But if it didn't slip off very well, well, you just have to take your knife and bend it over, you know, and reach down there and cut that. Just take it on with you. Some would do that anyway. Some would just push it over and cut that and carry it with them.
How would you get the corn ready to take to the grist mill?
Rainy days when you didn't have nothing else to do, of course, you'd always had something to do on a farm, but rainy days, well, they'd get out there and shuck corn, you know. And of course, when they gathered the corn in this country, they left the shuck on it, you know, and hauled it in. Well, naturally, you had to shuck it. And they'd shuck the corn, and they'd have a bend over in the corner. They'd throw that that they wanted to make bread out of, well, they'd throw it in that bend. And then on the usual ground on Saturday, all these little old grist mills, they ground on Saturday. Then Saturday morning, if it hadn't rained or something, you didn't have it shelled, well, you had to shell your corn. And for a long time, we'd done that all by hand. You shell that corn off of that cob by your hand. And just in a little bit, if you didn't watch, you'd have it blistered and the blister busted, you know.
Mm-hmm. You shell it by working the kernels like this?
Yeah, you take the ear of corn in your hand just like that was the ear of corn.
And then
after you get a roll down through there, then you go crossways like that, you know. Uh-huh. You can get along pretty fast, but it really does work that hand over. But later we got corn shellers, you know. Deal stood up, dad-in-law had one down there, stood up on four legs, and had a crank, and his a pretty good sized deal. You just stick the corn down in the hopper of the thing up here, somebody just stick the corn down like that, and then turn it, and then corn had fallen out, and cobs would be piling up over there. You know, it's fast. You can shell out a turn of corn in a little while.
You'd turn it yourself?
Yeah, just turn the crank. It had a kind of a balance wheel on there, you know, it's pretty heavy, you know, and when you got it going, it's pretty easy to turn.
How much would a turn of corn amount to? Would it be a bushel or?
Yeah, it would just depend on however much. Of course, a big family, well, they might have 2 bushel ground, you know. Of course, they'd have to feed their dogs and stuff. They didn't buy this dog food and stuff like that, you know. They'd have to feed their dogs, and they'd have, they might have a couple of bushel of corn.
And
the miller, I believe it was an eighth or something like that, he charged for grinding. He is told, you know, he